After that sex, we should shower too. I mean, not together, naturally. Even if it would save water, now that we don't really have anything else to be shy about. But if we order the food now, then we should have time for the shower before it gets here. Then we can start the game and the food at the same time, without distracting sex smells on either of us. We can play all night. Well, at least, unless you start getting hard again. I couldn't take the chance you decide to try for a late-night booty call with the ex at this point. You let me know if you start to feel any stirrings down there, and we'll get it taken care of again before you get tempted to head over to her place. Then we can go back to gaming and reheat a pizza. Really, just let me know anytime you're thinking you need her, and I'll take her place. It doesn't matter if we're gaming or not. I wouldn't be any kind of friend if I wasn't willing to use my body to distract you from your ex. But there's definitely not anything you should read into that, nothing at all. Although, since we're friends with benefits now and you have the bigger bed, well, if I moved in here with you, we could turn my room into a true gaming den and leave the living room for regular TV watching and stuff. Then my room would be for gaming and your room would be for sleeping and sex. Yeah, we can move my stuff in tomorrow. After a night of gaming, pizza, and possibly more sex. Well, probably more sex. And then, of course, some sleep, curled up next to each other, in your bed, after our last round. But I'm not your girlfriend. I'm just a girl who is your friend, and who is also fucking and sometimes kissing you, and maybe a little emotionally invested in you now. So, no calling me girlfriend, except maybe when we're having sex, or when I bring you home to my family for the holidays. But that's just so they stop bugging me with questions. Now, come on. We need to order food, then shower, then game. Except, maybe sharing a shower isn't such a bad idea, since it would save water. But if we do, you just get excited and want to have sex, and of course I would let you. So let's just wait to order food until afterward. Hurry up. Last one to the shower carries all the empty pizza boxes to the trash in the morning. Took you long enough to get here. I had a little head start, but I'm the better athlete, too. Let me turn on the water, and then we can get in, and it will be a little cozy, but we'll make it work. There. Plenty of room, as long as we stay close together. The water can still get us both. Washing ourselves might be a little difficult. I suppose we'll just have to soap each other's bodies? It's only fair you clean off my body since you're the one who made me all sweaty in the first place. The one who made me feel all dirty. Yeah, start with my back, and I can get yours in a moment. Or would you rather move to my front first? Okay, front it is. Strong, soapy hands feel nice on my breasts. And my nipples are still embarrassingly hard from how you played with them earlier. And getting harder, it seems. Sorry, I should be washing you too, and I should start with the dirtiest part of you, which normally would be your mind, but right now, I think it's your cock. Or maybe it's just the part I want to touch the most at the moment. Maybe if I wash it good enough, I'll finally get the taint of your ex off of it. If you play your cards right, maybe you can talk me into sucking it someday, especially if you're still willing to eat me out. Oh, you're getting so hard again. I knew I could count on you to turn a little shower with a naked woman and some innocent rubbing of your cock into something sexual. Well, there's only one thing to do for it, I guess. It's a good thing we didn't order the pizzas yet. There's room enough for me to bend over a bit here. You can get it into me from there, can't you? Into my pussy, that is. We can talk about that other place some other time, especially if I'm a little, or a lot drunk first, but just so you wouldn't go running towards your ex because maybe she let you do that kind of thing to her. So, put your cock into me again. I haven't washed that part yet, but you're just going to make it even messier now, so it's okay. It should be easier this time since I'm no longer a virgin. Yes. See? It goes right in. Like it's right where it belongs. Oh, like it was made for you? Let me lean against the shower wall here and then you can really get started pounding me. Yes. We can get right into moving like that right away now. I'm still so wet and ready for you. And this position works pretty well for just plowing my pussy good and hard from behind. And if you grab onto my hips, you can get even better leverage. Oh, I told you. That makes it even better. Oh, God. I hope this gets all the horniness out of you. Otherwise, we'll be fucking all night and won't have time for the game. Oh, maybe not even the food. Because pizza and gaming are two of my favorite things in the world. At least they used to be. Oh, until today. But never mind that. Harder. Fuck me harder. Oh, do it harder than you ever did to your ex. She's such a porcelain doll, you'd probably be afraid if you ever fucked her this hard. But I'm a tomboy. I can take whatever you and your cock can throw at me. Oh, just let me prove it. So, harder. Oh yeah, harder is good. Oh, really good. The way your cock gets into me so deep and the way your body slaps against mine. Oh, the sound it makes when our bodies are so wet. Rough shower sex feels so good. The hot water falling on us feels so good too. But the hot liquid I'm really interested in is your cum. Do I have to give up my tomboy membership if I admit I'm becoming a bit of a slut for your cum? Oh, I hope not. Because I want to be both a tomboy slut. Oh, you're a tomboy slut. You filled me up so good before with your cum, but there's always room for more. Oh, I want your cum in me again. As much as you have, so you don't feel the need to waste any of it on your ex. You are never getting back together with her again if I have anything to do with it. And I will. I will keep you so sexually satisfied. You'll forget that bitch's name. So maybe another orgasm, please. And all of your cum. Then we can finish showering and order some food and game. Maybe a little sex later. Maybe a lot. We'll see how the game goes. I'm sure we'll need a break. And we can game until we need a sex break and then have sex until we need a gaming break. Oh, it'll all work out perfectly. Speaking of perfect. Oh, fuck. I'm ready to come. I need you to come at the same time like you did before. So please, you always know when we're gaming, what I'm about to do. I want you to know my body so well, too, so that you know when I'm about to come, like, right now. Yes. Your timing in sex is even better than your timing in video games. I'm pretty sure you just unlocked some achievements in my body, too. But let's focus. We need to finish this shower. I'm really starving after this workout, too, so we need food. Then we should try to get in at least 2 hours of solid gaming before we fuck again. Maybe sooner if there's a break in the action or a save point at the right time, but we'll see. There. I think we're clean enough. I'm afraid to let us clean each other off some more. We might get trapped in the shower all night. Now, you order the food, since you're paying for it as well. Order some wings, too, since I did put out twice. I need protein, and not just the kind that comes from your cock. I'll make sure our gaming stuff is still ready to go after our little detour. And if that ex-girlfriend of yours calls, well, tell her she can fix her own damn stuff now.